It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Congress is on recess this week, but the House returns to Capitol Hill on Tuesday to vote on the short-term raise in the debt ceiling that passed the Senate last week. After today's vote, they leave again for another week. But it will be a busy day. They'll vote on a package that contains three minor bills: the Pump for Nursing Mothers Act, the Protect Older Job Applicants Act, and the Family Violence Prevention and Services Improvement Act. And along with it, built into the text, a $480 billion increase in the debt limit. That won't be voted on directly. It will be deemed passed as part of the rule that governs the debate for that entire package. Got it? Yeah. Well, speaking of the debt ceiling, officials had predicted that it would be reached on December 3rd, which is also, conveniently, the deadline for when the government runs out of money again. Well, new estimates from experts suggest that the debt ceiling could be reached closer to mid to late December or even early January, which would then allow it to be decoupled from the main funding bill. Separate and apart from that is the race to the dual infrastructure bill finishing line. Toward that end, Nancy Pelosi sent out a Dear Colleagues letter to her caucus Monday night that appeared to signal that she's caving to the Manchinima demands. Quote, "Overwhelmingly, the guidance I am receiving from members is to do fewer things well so that we can still have a transformative impact on families in the workplace and responsibly address the climate crisis. A Build Back Better agenda for jobs and the planet for the children is part of that letter," she wrote. So what programs did they suggest leaving on the cutting room floor? This will not be a pretty fight. And let me just float another idea that's already out there. Cut the amount and the time frame in half. Instead of $3.5 trillion over 10 years, make it $1.75 trillion over 5 years and front load all the good work. Follow? But all that begs the question, with so much on the line right now, why is Congress again on recess this week? The Senate returns Monday. The House is back next Tuesday. And I don't even want to tell you what the calendars for November and December look like. In other news, it's a game of my governor's worse than your governor. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, emulating Florida's Ron DeSantis, on Monday issued an executive order barring any entity in the state, including private businesses, from mandating coronavirus vaccinations for employees or customers. Back in August, Abbott ordered Texas government bodies and agencies not to require vaccinations, but said he had no intention on telling people how to run their businesses. But never mind. He reversed that position after weeks of pressure from primary opponents and others on the right who opposed President Biden's decision to require all companies with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccines for workers or test them weekly for infections. Abbott himself, by the way, is fully vaccinated, and he said the vaccine is safe, effective, and our best defense against the virus, but should always remain voluntary and never forced. Really? Did they do that for the smallpox vaccine too? Yeah. By the way, in Texas, only 52% of the population has been fully vaccinated. The state is still seeing an average of over 7,000 cases and more than 200 people dying from the disease each day. Well, surf's up in Huntington Beach, California again. Yeah, they reopened the beaches just over a week after an offshore oil spill spewed more than 131,000 gallons of the gunk into the ocean. The decision to reopen came after tests showed that the water was essentially free of toxins from the spill. And wildlife officials reported that fewer birds than feared had died due to the spill. So there's that. Indigenous activists marched outside the White House on Monday, calling for President Biden to take more drastic action against climate change. The protest launched a week of demonstrations by a coalition called Build Back Fossil Free, which is calling on the president to block new fossil fuel projects and declare a national climate emergency. Obviously, this event came on a day where there were mixed celebrations going on. Some celebrating Columbus Day in honor of the explorer, about whom we've learned a lot in recent years, and many of us don't feel like celebrating him, while others celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day. President Biden last week wrote a proclamation recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day, saying, quote, "We must never forget the centuries-long campaign of violence, displacement, assimilation, and terror wrought upon Native communities and tribal nations." How about we make it official? The skies are a mess. Southwest Airlines canceled more than 350 flights on Monday, adding to an already disastrous more than 1,800 cancellations over the weekend. All of the delays were blamed on bad weather and air traffic control issues. The pilots' union accused Southwest of mishandling minor challenges that other airlines easily navigate. The problem started shortly after the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association on Friday asked a federal court to prevent the company from making all employees get vaccinated. Wow. Southwest shares dropped by 4.2% on Monday. They don't want to be vaccinated? I don't want to fly their airline. And finally, Lost on Jeopardy, baby. Matt Amodio, the Yale graduate student who's been on a winning streak on Jeopardy for 38 games, who spanned two seasons and a controversy over a new host, finally lost on Monday night. Matt Amodio ended his historic run with 38 wins, more than $1.5 million in prize money. He actually finished number two on the all-time consecutive wins list, behind only Ken Jennings, who won 74 games in a row. It'll be interesting to see him up against James Holzhauser in the next Tournament of Champions. Ooh, stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is completely listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.